mixed breed of
Heinz 57?
Yeah. A mutt or a cur or a mozzarella.
No, it's a doll. An everyday doll. That's a milk cow. A horse.
Now what kind of horse? That's
a bay.
If, yeah.
Chestnut. I don't know. The color's not too good. A sheep. What's a mama sheep? An ewe.
And what do they use sheep for? You're supposed to say that word.
The wool.
Yeah. That sounds so...
My clothes.
What are these men?
I guess they're shepherds.
Yeah, or do they, is another term, sheep herders, or...
I don't know, again, we don't have too many sheep around here.
But do you know, I understand that there are two or three herds in the state, and they're
really?
Sort of experimenting with them, and I don't know, everybody's not happy about that.
I mean, you know, at Atlanta, they used to have herd, a small herd of sheep that trimmed the grass. Kept
yeah, that's a neat idea.
Uh-huh.
But
then they kept getting out and, you know, bombing everybody, so they got rid of
them. And probably made a lot of noise.
Well, I mean, all the equipment out there was, you know, you couldn't hear the sheep out of all the equipment.
I guess not.
A big sheep.
What's a little one?
Yeah, that's bad. Yeah,
and
what are they doing? You know, the man that they have to have somebody to come and help the ewe to have her sheep, you know, or have the baby.
A veterinarian?
Yeah, but they have the lammers or something. They come around at a certain time of the year. Did you read, maybe you didn't even read it, but they had a book, The Golden Fleece, and it was the neatest book. And I read it one time I was in the hospital with one of my children, and I just love to go out there and see some of those sheep herds out west.
Uh-huh.
You know, that'd be so fun.
This one's just born.
Oh, little
one. I love them. I think they're precious.
They're so cute,
yeah.
This little boy's feeding this
horse
some hay.
Oh, he's yeah, what is he eating?
He's eating corn.
Is that a Hampshire, you think? You know, I don't know one hog from another.
I don't know.
What do you distinguish the difference in a hog and a pig? You know, is it size?
I guess it would be. You normally call it little, a baby hog, a piglet.
Yeah.
And I suppose you just call the smaller hog pig.
Well, now, a big male hog, what would be the difference in that and, say, a sow? Wouldn't you call a sow a big
sow's
female?
Female.
Yeah. And so.
And hog's a male.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I guess pigs is just kind of a general term, I suppose.
Well, you know, we go to the fair every year, the Southeastern
mm-hmm.
fair, and they're fixing not to have it anymore, you know.
Oh, no.
I don't know, some crazy, you know, Atlanta's crazy as far as real estate's concerned.
They really are.
And they have decided that they can do something real neat with that property out there because
like
it's a real valuable thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Put some more Perry homes or something
yeah.
as attractive as they are. But I think they're screaming, you know, Mayor Hartsfield died. And he was a president of the Southeastern
mm-hmm.
Pass, ex-mayor, you know, Mayor of America.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think he always stood up for keeping
the
it. Yeah. But I think they're going to, Tommy Irwin's putting a lot of pressure on to leave it alone because it is a very good thing for agribusiness.
Yeah.
And it's important. And
it's
I know.
A lot of people, too.
And us poor city-bound people, we just have many other chances to see what's going on in the country.
That's right.
And it makes you feel so cut off.
What's this? What did they kill?
You got your thing on
the
it's either a duck or
a
goose, maybe.
What kind of dog?
A geese. A goose.
A Labrador
retriever.
Can you tell what kind of bird that is?
It's a quail. A little
yeah. Do you all have a lot of quail?
Yeah.
That's why I've seen these big preserves. I guess it must be something near here.
What's this? The duck. Owl.
Oh, yeah. Got to distinguish between the kinds of owls, Gene. The big ones and the little ones.
No idea.
Let me tell you something. We got one of those little ones in our house, and I thought he was a toy, and I almost picked him up, and the thing moved his eyes. He was the cutest thing y'all saw. He was just about so big. We caught him in a sack and let him loose out in the yard.
And Daddy mounted one that looked similar to that. Daddy, his hobby used to be taxidermy.
Oh, really?